open airspace for drones is a big deal for drone companies, and to test their wares in the next couple years, they'll likely go to the six states with test sites: Alaska, Nevada, New York, North Dakota, and Texas. U.S. Congressman Mike Turner's district is at the center of Ohio's proposed test range.
Well, obviously, it was very disappointing.
Entrepreneurs and researchers here will keep tinkering and testing in private hangars or travel out of state to get in on the flight space. But Chris Ford with the Dayton Development Coalition says the sites are like batting cages in baseball. They're great for warm-up, but it's not the real game.
The real game starts after we've got the UAS systems integrated into the national airspace. We have a few years to focus here within the region to get ready for that ball game and step out onto the field and really try to win some of these jobs.
Drones may still bring jobs, but Ohio's stakes in the test site game were high. The state spent hundreds of thousands on preparation and advocacy. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.